哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace of the Lord be with
今
all.
天晚上我们来谈的是持守生命之道。
And tonight our topic is going to be holding on to the word of God. Of life.
我们所相信的就是生命之道。
So what we believe in is the word of life.
这个道是会给我们生命。
And this word can give us life.
因为这个道本身就是生命。
Because this word itself is life.
那这个生命之道是谁呢？
Who is this word of life?
就是道成为肉身，就是主耶稣基督啊。
This is word became flesh, who is the Lord Jesus himself.
所以首先我们是要听见生命之道。
So first we have to hear the word of life.
因为你不听见，怎么信呢？
If you don't hear the word of life, how can you believe?
像我们今天坐在这边要听道理。
Just like today, we're here to listen to the words.
再来，我们要看见生命之道。
Second, we must see the word of life.
你看见，哦，你就知道真的是存在的。
And once you see, you know that it truly exists.
但是不单只要看见。
But not only do we need to see.
你还要摸着生命之道。
You have to touch the word of life.
你对这个信仰，不单只是看到别人得恩典，你自己要体验什么。
Not only should you see other people experience God's blessings, but you yourself must experience it.
尤其是信仰的第二代、第三代。
Especially the second, third generations.
你要自己摸到神，自己体验神。
You have to personally touch God and experience Him.
好，我们的信仰才会持久，才会有根基。
And our faith will be long-lasting and will have foundation.
但是当你体验摸着之后，你还要见证。这个生命之道。
But after you touch the word of life, you have to witness this word.
为主耶稣做见证。
So you have to be witnesses of the Lord's words.
我们要引领人来归真呢。
We have to guide others to come to the truth.
那我们继续从约翰一书里面再看，接下来我们就要持守住这个生命之道了。
And let's continue to study in 1 John. Next point is to hold on to the word of life.
一定要紧紧地抓住。
We have to hold on tightly to the word.
我们要紧紧地抓住主耶稣基督。
We have to hold on tightly to the Lord Jesus.
首先我们看启示录二章二十五节。
Let's first turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 25.
启示录二章二十五节也是约翰看到的异象里面主耶稣所说的。
And in John, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 25, it is the vision that Elder John saw.
我们一起大声读。
Let us read together loudly.
启示录二章二十五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 25.
一二三，但你们已经有的，总要持守，只等到我来。这里圣灵告诉众教会，也告诉约翰。
Here the Holy Spirit tells all the churches and also to John.
你们已经有的。
What you already have.
请问你们已经有的是什么？
What is it that you already have?
不是金，不是银。
It is not gold nor silver.
我们已经有的就是生命之道。
What we already have, is the word of life.
但是你有了，不代表你不会失去。
But when you have it, it doesn't mean you won't lose it.
像你手上如果抓住一个东西。
For example, if you hold on to something in your hand.
如果你没有抓紧。
If you don't hold on tightly,
这个东西就可以从你手上滑到地上。
This thing can slip away and drop to the ground.
最简单的，我们拿着手机，但是你一不小心滑到地上了，可能屏幕就摔破了。
The most simple example is that when we hold our cell phone and then we drop it, it might break the screen.
或者是呢，你拿东西不小心丢地上，有时候你找不到了。
Whatever we're holding in our hands, we drop it and we can no longer find it.
这里说，你有的你要抓得紧紧的。
Here tells us that hold fast what you have.
不是抓一阵子，还要抓一辈子。
It's not just to hold on momentarily, but to hold on for life.
要抓到主耶稣来才可以放。
Hold on until the Lord Jesus comes.
那如果你太早放了。
If you let go of it too fast,
你失去了这个生命之道。
And you've lost this word of life,
代表你自己也失去属灵的生命。
It means that you yourself also lost your spiritual life.
在大概六年之前，有一则这个的新闻。
About 6 years ago, there was this news.
有一个美国人去瑞士玩。
There was an American who visited Switzerland.
他看到亚尔卑斯山很漂亮。
And he saw the Alps, and he was amazed by the beauty.
有人呢说会叫他滑翔机啊。
And someone said that I will teach you how to paraglide.
就是他付了钱就去。在教练的陪同之下呢，就一起滑翔了。
So this person paid for a coach to teach him how to paraglide.
他们就起飞了。
And they took off.
结果起飞的后发现 原来教练忘记把他的安全带绑在飞机上面。
And they, he then discovered that the coach forgot to attach him onto the harness.
但是已经太晚了，已经起飞了。
But it was too late because they already took off.
越飞越高啊。
And they soared into the sky.
那教练想要紧急降落，但是控制不到啊，越飞越高了。
The coach wanted to do an emergency landing, but the paraglide was going further and further.
哇，这个人拼命抓住这个滑翔机啊，但是没有安全带。
This person without this harness, he grabbed hold on tightly to the paraglide.
他心里想说，我这次一定死了。
And he thought to himself, I must die today.
我们知道一个成年男人那么重，你的手的力量能够抓多久？
We know that for a grown man to hold on to something and with their weight is very hard.
但是他还是死命的抓住，因为他为了要保住自己的性命啊。
But he put all his effort onto holding tight because he wanted to keep his life.
我们有在训练的，如果没有在锻炼的，你抓那个单杠啊，抓不超过一分钟啊，有时候十秒钟你的手就已经受不了。
So those who do trainings, you probably can hold onto something for 10 seconds.
但是他为了要保命啊。
But he wanted to keep his life.
超过自己的负荷。
And it was the weight was over his capacity.
最后啊，这个教练呢，找到地方可以紧急的着落了。
And this coach finally found a place for emergency landing.
他的手啊，有一只手很累啊，抓住教练的裤子，教练他的腿啊。
And one arm started to feel very tired, so he used it to grab onto the pants of the coach.
因为他知道一放手下去一定摔死。
Because he knew that if he let go, he would have just dropped to the ground.
这个中间还有录影啊。
And there was a video recording all of this.
最后经过了几分钟之后。
So after a few minutes that passed.
超过两分多钟了。
Probably 2 minutes.
到最后快要着地的时候，他才放手。
And when he was about to land, he let go of his hand.
还好那个时候离地已经很近了，大概一两米左右了。
And thankfully, he was about 1 to 2 meters away from the ground.
他因为紧紧的抓住。
And because that he grabbed very tight onto the coach.
抓住不是叫做教练啊，抓他其实没有用了。
Oh, it was not useful to grab onto the coach.
他是抓住这条杆呢，抓着这个飞机的杆子。
He held on to this pole that was attached to the paraglide.
他没有放手。
And he did not let go.
我看到这个新闻。
And when I saw this news.
我就心里面想着，如果我们每一个基督徒都用这种心来抓住主耶稣。
In my heart, I thought to myself, if every Christian used this kind of heart to hold on to the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣一定不会放我们的手。
The Lord Jesus will never let go of our hands.
我们也不一定掉下去。
And we will never fall down.
所以我们今天就来讲，我们要抓住、持守，就是抓住的意思啊，这个生命之道。
So today we're going to talk about how to hold on to this word of life.
任何情况之下，你都不要放手。
In any kind of circumstances, we shouldn't let go.
再累、再痛，都不能放手。
However tired and painful you are, you feel, you shouldn't let go.
因为主耶稣基督就是我们的中保。
Because the Lord Jesus is our mediator.
你在天国的道路上面只能够抓住他，你才能够走到最后。
And on our journey to heaven, we can only hold on to him to finish this path.
你抓住别人没有用。
Because it is useless to hold on to other people.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
一到二节。
Verses 1 to 2.
约翰一书二章。
1 John chapter 2.
一到二节。
Verses 1 to 2.
约翰一书第二章一到二节。
First John chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2.
一起读，一二三。我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里有一位中保，就是那义姐耶稣基督。第二节。他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不但为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。这里使徒约翰告诉我们怎么样来持守生命之道。
Here John tells us how to hold on to the word of life.
就是要抓住中保。
We have to hold on to the advocate.
大家抓住中保是什么意思？
What does it mean to hold on to the advocate?
中保这个字啊，原文啊，就是有几个的翻译的版本。
So the word advocate has a few different translations.
它在希腊文里面的字有两个字组成的，就是在旁边跟帮助的意思。
In Greek, it consists of two root words, which is beside and helper.
Para 就是旁边， Kratos 就是帮助。
Para, that means beside, and Kratos,
就是帮助你的。
Helper.
啊，在你旁边帮助你的。
So it is a helper who is beside you.
啊，什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
啊，有一些版本呢、啊，就是翻成 advocate, 就是帮你讲话的， 代言的。
Some versions translate this word into advocate, who is a spokesperson.
有时候你不会讲话，因为你旁边有一个人代替你讲话。
When you don't know what to say, and this person speaks for you.
啊，有时候你在法庭上面，你不能自己代表自己，因为你不会法庭的那些程序啊。
When you are in court, you cannot represent yourself because you do not know the laws.
啊，你要请一个代表律师来帮你代。代替你这个辩护啊。
So you have to hire an advocate to speak for you.
啊，所以这个人就是在你旁边帮助你的。
So this person would be someone who's beside you to help you.
啊，特别是帮你讲话的。
Especially to help you speak.
啊，帮你求情的。
To help you ask.
譬如说你犯罪了，那那个辩护律师尽量想办法让你脱罪。
To plead for your sins and guilt to be removed.
就算你真的有罪啊，他也帮你求情啊。
Even if you're really guilty, he would plead for you to remove the guilt.
啊，这个中文呢，有一些翻成保惠师，有一些翻成中保。
So in Chinese, there are two different ways to translate this advocate into mediator.
那主耶稣基督他怎么做我们的中保呢？
So how is Lord Jesus our advocate?
啊，第二章的第一节刚刚读了。
In chapter 2, verse 1, we just read.
就是我们有罪啊，我们不能代表自己啊。
We have sin, so we cannot represent ourselves.
我们有罪，我们怎么救自己？
How can we save ourselves from sin?
有人说我没有犯国家的法律，你们基督教老是说我们是罪人。
Some may say I've never committed any wrong against the law, and Christians always tell me I'm sinful.
但是你想想看，你从来没有做过违背良心的事吗？
But think about it, have you not done anything against your conscience?
一辈子从来没有做过一件错事吗？
In your whole life, have you not committed one wrong?
没有说过一句谎话吗？
Have you never lied, lied once?
心中完全没有不好的意念吗？
Have you never had any bad thoughts before?
你敢说我完完全全从我出生到现在一件不好的事都没做过吗？
Do you dare to say from the day you were born until now you have never done any wrong?
当然不敢了。
Of course we do not dare to say.
虽然你没有触犯国家的法律进监牢。
Of course we did not transgress the country's law.
但是我们达不到神的标准。
But we cannot reach the standards of God.
因为神的标准是完美的。
Because God's standard is perfection.
神是完全的。
God is perfect.
我们只是相对的比较好，但是没有绝对的好。
We are just relatively good, but we're not absolutely good.
但比起监牢里面的人，我们是比较好。
In relation to those who are in prison, we might be better.
但是我们的个性好吗？
But do we have good personalities?
我们的意念好吗？我们的嘴巴好吗？
Do we have good minds? Do we have good speech?
我当然自己都知道自己没有那么好啊。
And of course, we know that we're not that good.
所以我们在神面前其实有亏欠。
So before God, we fall short.
所以神为了要救我们脱离罪。
So for God, because he wants to save us from sin.
他要自己来到世上成为人。
He came to the world himself.
就是成为中保，成为代替我们脱罪的。
And he became the mediator to help us to redeem our sins.
就是道成为肉身的主耶稣基督。
He is word that become flesh himself, Lord Jesus.
我们看希伯来七章二十二节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书七章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 22。
七章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 22。
一起读。
Let's read together。
既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。这里又告诉我们，主耶稣做了我们的中保啊。
Here tells us again that Jesus has become the mediator for us.
他做了更美的约。
And he has become a surety and for a better covenant.
什么叫做更美的约？
What is a better covenant?
这个旧约就是以前神跟亚伯拉罕跟选民所立的约。
The old covenant, God made it with Abraham and his people.
是用动物的血所立的。
And it was made with the blood of animals.
动物，你人类犯了罪了，就献一只牛、一只羊啊，就代替你。
So if a man committed sin, an animal would represent him to be sacrificed.
但是动物的血可以解决人的罪吗？
But can an animal's blood resolve the problem of sin?
不能啊。
It cannot.
因为动物是动物。
Because an animal is an animal.
今天你杀了一个人，能够跟法官说，我的狗来代替这个人的命，我送给你，可以吗？
If you killed a person, can you say, let my dog go into prison and for me?
No, 人，你人命就是以人命来代替。
Because if you killed a person, you have to pay with a person's life.
所以动物的血不能。不能够解决人的罪啊。
So animal blood cannot resolve our sins.
还有以前的祭司。
And in the past time, for the priests.
他帮人家献祭，他自己也是罪人。
Even though he offered sacrifice for others, he himself was a sinner.
所以他怎么样来能够真的是除罪呢？
How can he really remove sins?
所以旧约只是一个影儿而已。
So the Old Testament is just a shadow.
其实真正的是等到新约。
But the true matter comes true in the New Testament.
更好的，更美的。
It is a better covenant.
真的是可以，你靠着它可以得救的。
And through this better and more beautiful covenant, you can be saved.
你看犹太人，他们到今天还是相信旧约。
So the Jews, even until today, they still believe in the Old Testament.
所以他们不能得救。
So they cannot be saved.
他们的表现，他们的行为也跟旧约的时代没有两样。
Their actions are still the same from in the Old Testament.
生命没有改变。
And their lives have not been changed.
都是用仇恨来对付仇恨。
They pay hatred with hatred.
啊，所以就引起很多的问题啊。
So it causes a lot of problems.
他们拒绝主耶稣基督。
They refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
还没有接受这个新约。
And they do not accept this better new covenant.
那我们外邦人，今天神的新约新来到我们这里。
So today, as Gentiles, this new covenant has come to us.
所以我们要抓住主耶稣基督。
So we must hold on to the Lord Jesus.
犹太人所弃绝的，今天我们外邦人要抓紧。
What the Jews have rejected us as Gentiles, we must hold on to it.
因为这是我们最宝贵的。
Because this is the most precious thing to us.
就是丈人所弃的石头，已经成为房角的筹块石头了。
Because the stone that was rejected has become the cornerstone for us.
所以今天我们真的是。没有别的，我们就是要抓住主耶稣基督。
Because we have nothing else, but we have to hold on to Jesus.
为什么要抓住持守这个生命之道
？Why do we have to hold on unto the word of life？
希伯来书七章二十五节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25。
七章二十五节。
Chapter 7 verse 25。
七章二十五节。
25。
一起大声读。
Let's read out loud。
一二三，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。因为他是长远活着替他们祈求啊。哇，这句话太宝贵了。
This is a precious verse.
我们刚刚所说的中保是中间人。
We mentioned that the surety, this mediator is the one in the middle.
在你旁边帮助你的。
It is someone who's beside you to help you.
帮你求情，帮你讲话的。
He's helping to plead for you and to speak for you.
本来你不能直接去到神那边呢。
Originally, you cannot go directly to God.
你想想看，我们是罪人，我们怎么直接去神那边
？Just think about it. We're sinners. How can we directly go to God?
你不要说神了、啊，你今天要见到公司的大老板都不容易。
It is very hard to even see the CEO of your company, not to say to see God directly.
你是个小职员，你能够进到 CEO 的办公室跟他坐下来喝茶吗？
As the lowest rank employee, can you go to see your CEO and have a cup of tea with him?
你今天可以知道总理的办公室，进到总统的办公室跟他讲话吗？
Can you go directly into the office of the prime minister and talk to him?
啊，那些高层次的人，权力大的人，你根本不可能接近。
Those who have high and authorities, we cannot see them.
因为我们不配啊，身份不同啊。
Because we're not worthy and our status is different.
但是，神愿意我们去接近他。
However, God wants us to go near him.
但是要透过中保。
But we have to go through an mediator.
因为我们的罪不能去到神面前。
Because of our sins, we cannot go directly before God.
靠着中保就可以到神的面前呢、啊，这里说、啊。
But through the Lord Jesus, this mediator, we can come before the Lord.
这个中保要救你的灵魂，救你的生命。
This mediator is going to save your life.
所以主耶稣基督是神来到世上。
So the Lord Jesus is God himself that came to the world.
替我们钉十字架。
And he was crucified for us.
替我们流血。
He shed his blood for us.
不单止这样啊。
Not only this.
他还在继续的为我们讲话，继续为我们祷告。
He is still, till today, continuing to pray for us and to speak and plead for us.
小朋友就问了，今天主耶稣在为我们做什么？
A little child might ask you, what is Jesus doing today for us?
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
耶稣在天上啊。
We say, Jesus is in heaven.
啊，那耶稣在天上做什么？
And what is he doing there?
这里圣经就告诉我们了。
Here, the Bible tells us.
耶稣啊，一直替我们讲话，一直替我们祷告啊。
Here says that Jesus continuously makes intercession for us.
让我们很软弱。
Because we're very weak.
常常犯罪。
We always sin.
我们就常常达不到神的标准。
And we often cannot reach God's standard.
你看，我们聚会也不热心，家里也不读经。
Because we're not very zealous to come to for services, and we do not read the Bible at home.
也不够爱神。
We do not love God enough.
软弱一大堆。
We have so many weaknesses.
如果神真的要跟我们计较啊，没有一个人可以站立得住。
If God was going to count every fault we've committed, there's no one that can stand.
如果圣经的标准拿出来跟我们现在的信仰情况比较，没有一个人站立得住，包括传道、转职。
If we are weighed against the standards of the Bible, then no one here can stand.
因为我们都是软弱的，不完全啊。
Because all of us here are very weak.
都有罪。
We all have sins.
都有很多自己达不到神的标准的地方。
There are many shortcomings that we have, and we cannot reach the standards of God.
但是这个中保替我们跟神求情啊，替我们讲话。
But this helper is there to pray to God.
哎呀，他很软弱，神啊，原谅他，帮助他。
He says, "This person is very weak. Oh God, please forgive him."
这个就是中保，就是代求啊。
This is pleading and praying for someone else.
不单只是自己用嘴巴代求啊。
Not only does he plead with his mouth,
他是用他的血来替我们代求。
Jesus has used his blood to intercede for us.
看回来，约翰一书二章二节。
Let's turn back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 2.
约翰一书二章二节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 2.
二章二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
一二三。他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。这种代求啊，不是只用嘴巴讲。
This intercession is not just from the mouth.
因为罪的结局就是死。
Because the end of sin is death.
神是公义的。
And God is righteous.
犯罪的人就是要被审判，就是要失去生命。
And those who commit sin must be judged and must lose their lives.
谁代求都没有用。
So no matter who pleads for them, it is useless.
但是这个中保他知道要满足神的要求只有一个办法。
But this mediator knows only one way that can satisfy God.
神是慈爱的，想原谅，但是神也是公义的。
God is mercy and he is forgiving, but he is also just and righteous.
他怎么可以满足神的公义？
So how can we complete the righteousness of God?
那这个中保自己舍命，自己把自己的命拿出来。
It's only through the mediator sacrificing his own life.
这个今天在人间是不可能的。
This is impossible in the world.
譬如说我们刚刚说帮你的。
So, for example, a helper.
你请一个律师，他代表你辩护。
If you hire a lawyer to help you advocate.
你没付钱啊，他下个礼拜就不帮你上法庭了。
And if you don't pay him, next week he will quit.
他也不会代替你进监牢啊。
He will not replace you and go into prison for you.
怎么可能？你犯的罪是你的事，我怎么样因为代表你、代替你、帮你，我代替你进监牢？
Because it is impossible that he represents you and takes over your sins and goes to prison.
但是主耶稣基督他就是要代替我们。
However, the Lord Jesus is here to replace for us.
这个字叫做挽回祭。
This word is called propitiation.
就是代罪羔羊的意思了。
This means a scapegoat.
在以前的人犯啊献祭之前要举手，然后手按在那个羊的头上。
Before, in the ancient time, before you offer a sacrifice, you have to raise your hand and put your hand, lay it on the goat's head.
代表说我的罪现在转给你了。
It's to transfer your sins over to the animal.
祭司就杀了那条羊了。
And the priest will kill the goat or the sheep.
这个血就一直流啊流啊流干了，就献给神了。
Blood will shed until it's dried up, and then it will be offered to God.
但是既然羊代替不了人，代替不了你。
But the sheep or the goat cannot replace and take your place.
主耶稣基督可以代替你。
But Jesus can take your place.
因为他没有罪。
Because he is sinless.
所以他为了要帮你，帮到自己命都没有。
And because he wants to help you so much that he lost his own life.
今天你帮人，你会帮到命都没有吗？
If you help someone today, would you help to the point that you lose your life?
我们说，哎呀，不方便了，没办法帮你，对不起。一句不方便就可以打发，对不对？
We can say, oh, it's not a good time, or it's not convenient for me, and then we can refuse to help someone.
我们随时都可以不帮别人，也可以帮，也可以不帮，但是没有人帮别人，帮到自己命都可以不要了。
Today we can choose whether we want to help someone or not, but there's no one who would help someone until they lose their life.
主耶稣基督啊，帮我们啊，帮到命都放下了。
But the Lord Jesus, He helped us to the point that He laid down His life.
这个就是中保啊。
This is what we call a mediator.
这个中保用他的话，用他的生命，把我们引到神的面前呢。
This mediator using His words, His life to guide us before God.
那么宝贵，你可以不抓住吗？
This is so precious. How can you not grab hold on to it?
主耶稣基督就好像我们跟神之间的这个桥梁一样。
And Lord Jesus is just like a bridge between us and God.
哇，你看多宝贵。
This is so precious.
你是不是真的要抓住主耶稣？
And have you truly hold on to Jesus?
但是很可惜，今天很多基督徒信了主耶稣之后，没有抓住主耶稣。
But unfortunately today, there are so many who believe but who have not hold on to Jesus.
他问主耶稣要的是，你给我物质的祝福，不然我就不信你。
What they ask from the Lord Jesus are material blessings. If they don't receive it, they don't believe.
你让人家生活过那么好，为什么我没有过那么好？
They compare or complain that you bless other people, but how come you don't bless me?
没有事给我好工作。
You did not give me a good job.
没有事给我大房子。
You did not give me a huge house.
没有事给我很多钱。
You did not give me lots of money.
祷告都没有用的，算了，不信了。
So my prayers are useless. I'm just going to quit believing.
到底你抓什么？
So what are you holding on to?
今天很多人抓的是耶稣的恩典。
Today, a lot of people hold on to the blessings of the Lord Jesus.
不是真正抓主耶稣。
And not Jesus Christ himself.
他们不看重主耶稣。
They do not value Jesus.
所以很容易就抛弃主耶稣。
They're very easy just forsake the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣把自己的命都不要了，就把我们引到神的面前。
The Lord Jesus gave up his life so that we can come before God.
那今天我们把主耶稣当成什么？
So today, how do we regard Jesus?
洗了礼了，受洗了。
After you get baptized.
领受了圣灵了。
After you receive the Holy Spirit.
没过半年，没过一年，人都不见了。
After 6 months and year, you disappear.
或是从小信的。
Or you believe since you're young.
长大了就不来教会了。
And you leave church when you grow up.
甚至有一些人到老才离开主。
Even some, when they grow old, they decide to leave church.
就是因为教会某某某对他不好。
Because of someone who mistreats them.
一句话。
Or a sentence.
一件事情。
A matter.
他就放手了。
And then they let go.
我不要主了。
I don't want the Lord anymore.
我不要去教会了。
I don't want to go to church anymore.
我不要做圣工了。
I don't want to do holy work anymore.
你自己放手啊。
You let go yourself.
没有抓住主耶稣基督。
You have not held on to the Lord.
如果有抓住主耶稣基督是这样吗？
If you have held on to the Lord, is it going to be like this?
记不记得刚刚我讲这个例子？
So remember the examples that I gave earlier.
如果你不抓住主耶稣，损失的是谁？
If you don't hold tight onto the Lord Jesus, who is the one who loses?
他不抓住这个棒子，飞机会掉下来吗？不会啊，飞机还是继续飞啊。
So if this person did not hold on to this device, would the paraglide still keep going?
你不在，这个滑翔机继续飞。
Without you, it can still glide.
你可以说哦，那个人没有帮我好，所以是怪他。
So you can blame on the coach that he did not help you.
你可以有100个理由说都是他不好，他让我，他没有给我绑好。
You can have 1,000 different excuses to blame this person.
因为他没有，那么他的责任没有尽好，他让我软弱，他让我跌倒。
And you can say he's not responsible. He makes me weak. He makes me stumble.
但是问题是，人家没有丢下去，人家没有离开主，让你跌倒那个人没有离开主。
But the problem is the person who let you stumble did not leave the Lord.
他可能还抓得紧紧的。
He probably held onto the Lord more tightly than you.
你自己先放手。
Because you yourself let go first.
那你就掉下去了。
And then you fall.
不是吗？
Isn't it like this?
因为我们没有持守生命之道。
Because we did not hold on to the word of life.
明明都听见了。
Because we already heard the word of light.
都看见了。
We have seen the word of light.
也曾经有体验了。
We have also experienced the word of light.
甚至以前还传福音。
And we also preached the gospel before.
怎么到某一个时间点自己放手了？
How come at this timing you let go of your hand yourself?
因为没有持守到底。
Because we have not held on until the end.
所以刚刚读的启示录二章二十五节才讲。
So now,
这节真的要记住，我们要背起来。
We have to memorize Revelation chapter 2, verse 25.
我们再读一次二章二十五节。
Let's read one more time.
一二三，但你们已经有的，总要持守，只等到我来。这句话太重要了。
This is a very important verse.
你持守到离开世界之前的一个礼拜放手了，你还是不能得救。
If you hold on until a week before you pass away from this world, then it is no use.
你年轻很热心啊，但是到老的时候放手了，你也是不能得救。
If you're very zealous when you're young, but you let go when you're old, then it is in vain.
前面走得多好，前面抓得多紧，那个都不算。
You've had a good start, but it doesn't count.
重点是直到我来。
The importance is until I come.
直到主耶稣来。
Until the Lord Jesus comes.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
这是你个人的末日，主耶稣来接你了。
So, on your personal end day, the Lord comes and picks you up.
那你年轻多热心，你中年的时候多活泼，那个多有信心，那个都不算。
So,
的最后一分钟，最后一刻，最后一秒钟。
No matter how zealous and how lively your faith was when you were young, it doesn't matter because the last minute, the last moment matters.
你最后不能放手啊。
The last moment did you let go?
当然，直到主来也可以代表世界末日，主耶稣再来，第二次再来。
And here, till I come can also represent the Lord's second coming.
但是我们也不知道什么时候主耶稣再来。
But we do not know when the Lord will come again.
但是我们个人总有一天面对自己的末日。
But every individual has to face the end of their time.
其实每一次看到有主内的同龄啊，他的信仰坚持到最后一口气，在主里面离世。
So if we witness all the brothers and sisters who have persisted in their faith until the very end of their lives,
其实有什么好伤心的？
There's nothing to be sad about.
没有错，从人的角度是伤感，是不舍得。
And of course, from a human's perspective, we feel sad.
但是如果他能够把信仰持守到最后一口气，
If they can persist in their faith until their last breath,
他是得胜的。
He is triumphant.
他是值得让我们高兴的。
It is worth for us to be joyful.
神也替他高兴。
Because God is feeling very joyful.
因为他到最后都抓住主耶稣。
Because until the very last moment, they have held on to the Lord Jesus.
如果我们有一天呢，真的面对自己最后的时刻。
So if one day we're facing the last moment of our lives.
我们一定要祷告，如果头脑还清醒的话。
If you're still clear in your mind, you have to pray.
主啊，我要抓住你，你不要放手，我要抓住你。
Lord, I want to hold on to you. Please don't let go of me.
我知道你，我不放手，你也不放手。
I know that if I don't let go, and you won't.
如果我们有亲人，我们看着他慢慢慢慢断气的、虚弱的，我们在旁边也要鼓励他。
If we are witnessing our family members leaving and taking their last journey, we have to encourage them.
最后一句话要讲什么？
We have to say the last words.
我记得我爸爸。那个时候快要离世了。
I remember when my father was passing away.
他年轻就走，五十五岁就走了，癌症。
He was very young and he died of cancer at the age of 55.
我们那个时候全家回香港要陪伴他。
And the whole family went back to Hong Kong to accompany him.
早上很早的时候，医生打电话来。
And very early in the morning, we received a call from the doctor.
说你爸爸快不行了，你们全家赶快赶过来。
And he advised us to come quickly to the hospital to see him for the last time.
带到他的床边，看到所有的指数都在掉。
So we were beside his bed and we saw all the numbers were going down.
心跳也在掉。
The heartbeat.
血压也在掉。
The blood pressure.
呼吸也越来越慢。
His breathing was slowing down.
基本上他没有什么反应了，没有跟爸爸跟我们讲话。
He was not reactive to us and he was not able to speak with us.
我们知道可能剩几分钟而已了。
We knew that he might only have a few minutes left.
全家就在他旁边唱诗。
The whole family gathered there to sing hymns to him.
唱187首来到美地。
We sang hymn number 187.
在这个心跳慢慢慢慢衰弱的时候。
And when his heartbeat was stopping,
我记得我妈妈跟我爸爸讲,
I remember my mother told my father.
抓住主耶，记得要抓住主耶稣啊。
She said to him, remember to hold on to the Lord Jesus.
记得要抓住主耶稣。
Remember to hold tightly onto the Lord Jesus.
这句话对我震撼很大。
And this phrase had a very big impact onto me.
感谢主，爸爸很平安的，很安详的就离开了。
And thank the Lord, my father passed away very peacefully.
我相信他是有听到这句话。
And I believe that he has heard this.
我相信他是一定有。看到主耶稣的话，一定要抓住主耶稣的手。
Heard these words, and he did hold on to the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣也抓住他的手，带他走。
And the Lord Jesus also held on to his hand and took him away.
那问题是我们今天有抓住主耶稣的手吗
？But the problem is, are we today holding on to Jesus' hand?
我们本来有的。
Maybe originally we did.
但是一看到哇，世界这个很好，我这个不要，我要抓这些。
But we may see something really distracting in the world and attractive, and we lose our focus.
像小孩子小时候都会抓父母的手啊。
So when the children are young, they hold on to their parents' hands.
带他去公园了，一看到那个好玩的，马上把妈妈的手、爸爸的手甩开了，慢慢去追那个好玩的。
You bring them to the park and they see something interesting, they let go of your hand immediately and run to that thing.
长大一点就抓女朋友的手了。
And when they're older, they will grab onto their girlfriend's hand.
还跟你牵手，哎，走开啊你，尤其是对爸爸，没什么良心啊。
They don't want to hold on to their
parents' hand. 对妈妈可能好一点。
Perhaps mothers are okay, but they don't want to hold their father's hands.
不要啊，因为这个奇怪啊。
They would say no. It feels really strange.
追女朋友的手啊。
But they go after their girlfriend's
hand. 手上呢，爱自己玩的什么东西，就抓那个手啊。
Or whatever they find interesting, they would hold on to those things.
多久没有抓爸爸的手
？How long have we not held our father's hand?
嫌爸爸烦，嫌爸爸老古板。
We might think, oh, our father is nagging, and he's very old. And
等到有一天他走了，你想抓也抓不到。
But one day, if the father leaves you and you want to hold his hand, you can no longer do that.
我们也常常这样啊，没有抓天父的手啊。
And we're just like this. We always forget to hold on to our heavenly father's hand.
天父想向你伸手，你就走开。
Our heavenly father reaches out his arm to you, but you would reject.
让主耶稣很伤心。
And you hurt. The Lord Jesus' heart.
所以我们要自己好好思考。
So we have to think and reflect.
持守这个中保。
We have to hold on to this mediator.
抓紧主耶稣基督。
We have to hold on very tightly to the Lord Jesus.
那这个中保呢，也是有一个特别的意思在里面。
This helper or mediator also has a special meaning.
这个在反映在我们真耶稣教会的会名上面。
This reflects onto the name of our True Jesus Church.
其实真耶稣教会的会名是神启示我们早期工人改的。
Because our church's name was revealed and inspired to the holy workers by God.
很多人不懂，很多外教会的，或者是看到这个名字很感冒，觉得这个很不能接受。
Many people cannot accept our church's name.
说我们很骄傲。
And say that we are proud.
其实他们不明白圣经。
Because they don't understand the Bible.
这真耶稣教会的会名是完全有圣经根据的。
Because the name of the True Jesus Church is according to the Bible.
我们看一节圣经就知道。
Let's read a Bible verse.
我们看这个提摩太前书啊。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
二章四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
提摩太前书二章四节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
二章第四节
，Chapter 2, verse 4，
一起大声读。
Let's read together.
一二三，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。第五节，只因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位众宝，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣啊。真耶稣教会的名字呢，可以用二章五节这里来解释。
The name True Jesus Church can be explained by this verse.
这里说啊，有一位神。
There is one God.
这位神很爱人呢。
This God truly loves men.
他希望人每个人都可以得救啊。
He wants all men to be saved.
但是问题是，每一个人因为都有罪，所以每一个人都不能得救。
But everyone, because of their sins, cannot be saved.
因为人跟神之间有一个壕沟啊，就是罪。
Because there is a big gap between God and men, which is sin.
但是他爱我们。
But the Lord loves us.
他亲自成为人，亲自成为这个中保。
God loves us so much that He Himself became this mediator.
所以他当中保的时候，就谦卑自己，把自己叫做人，人子。
So when He is the mediator, He lowered Himself as a man and a son of man.
替我们死。
So he died for us.
替我们流血。
He shed his blood for us.
啊，所以他就当我们中保了。
So he has become a mediator.
所以我们这些人就可以去到神那边了。
So that man can go before God.
这个就是真耶稣教会的会名啊。
This is the true Jesus Church's name.
真的代表真神。
True means true God.
中保就是在中间的，就是耶稣啊。
This mediator, the word in the middle is Jesus.
因为耶稣在神跟人中间呢。
Because Jesus stands between God and men.
教会就是神拣选的人。
And the church means the chosen ones of God.
就是我们呢。
So it is us.
我们这些罪人呢。
Us, all the sinners.
这是罪被救赎了，被挽回了，挽回祭了。
But our sins have been redeemed by the propitiation.
所以加起来就是真耶稣教会啊。
So if you add all three components, it becomes true Jesus Church.
耶稣这个字在中间。
The word Jesus is in the middle.
在神跟人中间。
He is in the middle of between God and men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
真的是神透过圣灵感动早期的工人，就选这个名字。
It is a name that is chosen by the holy workers through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
也强调这个是神所拣选的真教会。
We also emphasize that this church is the chosen true church of God.
我们没有说别人假。
We are not saying that other people are fake.
我们不评论别人。
We are not judging others.
但是我们强调我们是真。
We emphasize on our truth.
如果你达到圣经的这些观念，这些标准，就是真。
If we have met the standards of the Bible, then we are true.
啊，所以我们今天要抓住主耶稣。
So today we must hold on very tightly to the Lord Jesus.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
自己翻《使徒行传》四章十二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
四章十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 12.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Acts 4 12.
一二三，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救啊！你没有其他东西可以抓了。
There is nothing else we can hold on to.
没有其他人可以帮你。
We have no one else to help us.
没有其他宗教可以帮你。
There is no other religion that can save us.
就是在圣经里面有很多的伟人、先知、使徒。
Even though there are many saints and apostles in the Bible,
他们都不能帮你。
None of them can help you.
不能把你引到神的面前。
None of them can guide you before the Lord.
连天使都不能帮你。
Not even angels can help you.
天使那么荣耀，但是都不能把你引到神的面前。
Angels are such glorious beings, but they cannot lead you to the Lord.
你不以为抓着天使的翅膀就可以飞到天国啊？
Do you think that you can hold on to an angel's wings and fly into heaven?
你不要说抓住传道，抓住长职的衣服啊，我就可以去到神的国啊。
Not to mention, I can just hold on to the garments of the pastors and I can fly into heaven.
不要觉得说我太太、我先生比我热心，他热心就好了，以后我也跟着进去啊。
Don't think that your spouse is more zealous than you and that you can just follow them into heaven.
没有人可以帮你。
No one can help you.
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus.
那问题是你跟耶稣的关系是怎么样？
So we must think, what is our relationship with our Lord Jesus?
你父母都帮不了你。
Your parents cannot help you.
我记得很久以前在非洲啊，我们有一个见证。
Many years ago in Africa, I heard a testimony.
那个时候英国有一个传道啊，去到非洲。
There was a preacher from the UK who visited Africa.
哇，有一次啊，传道啊跟一些非洲的同工就坐一台公车去教会。
And one time, the UK preacher and the African ministers they rode on a bus.
结果呢，那个车子啊就发生意外。
And there was an accident that happened.
还有这个还好，这个意外不是非常大。
So thankfully, it wasn't a big accident.
哇，那传道啊，还有。英国的传道啊，还有其他的非洲的同龄啊，都没有什么损伤。
The preacher and also the local members, they were not hurt.
啊，那传道就说了，感谢主啊。
And the preacher said, thank God.
那非洲的同龄说，我就早知道今天会撞车呢。
But the African member said, we knew that there was going to be an accident.
啊，那个传道就说，啊，你知道为什么昨天不早点讲，让我们小心一点。
The preacher said, if you knew about it, why don't you warn us before?
哎呀，那个非洲同龄笑笑说，我在梦里面昨天就看到这个意象，说我们会撞车。
This African member smiled and said, I had a dream and saw a vision that we would have this accident.
但是我觉得我跟着传道在一起应该就没有问题。
But I think I'm with the preacher, so I should be fine.
传道就责备他。
But the preacher rebuked him.
你不要以为说跟着传道在一起就没问题。
Don't think that because you're following a preacher, you will be saved.
传道不能救你啊。
Because the preacher cannot save you.
每个人自己要面对神啊。
Every individual must face God himself.
就算我们今天这台车真的撞了，全部都死掉了，也是感谢神。
And even if we had a bad accident and all of us died, we should also thank God.
但是你不要以为说传道在这台车上面，因为他能得救，你也能够得救。
But don't think that because the preacher is riding in this bus, so you can be saved because of him.
每个人自己跟神的关系啊。
Because to each individual, they have their own relationship with God.
你平常有没有抓住主耶稣？
Have you been holding on to God in your daily lives?
有没有抓住这个中保？
Have you been holding on to the mediator?
只有这个中保。
You only have this mediator.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们来改唱187首。
Let's sing 187.
187, 来到美地。
187.
希望我们到最后都抓住主耶稣，都能够来到美地。
I hope that all of us can hold on to the Lord Jesus and enter into the beautiful land.